This is Rita Moreau reporting for Joy on Paper with the latest book buzz. See Something, a Witch City Mystery Book 11 by fabulous Kensington author Carol J. Perry. Here's the buzz. Salem's WICH-TV program director Lee Barrett is about to discover no good deed goes unpunished. Lee has been promoted from field reporter to program director, keeping track of all the shows and managing the local TV personalities, including a cowboy, a clown, and a performing dog, has her head spinning. Perhaps that's what makes her take pity on the distraught woman she finds sitting alone on a bench on the Salem Common. When she realizes that the poor woman doesn't even know her own name, Lee takes her into the warmth of her home she shares with her Aunt Ibby and their clairvoyant gentleman cat, Orion. Maybe Lee can use her own psychic gifts to divine the woman's identity. Lee's detective beau, Pete Mondello, wants to talk to the Jane Doe. But before he can investigate, he's called to a crime scene. A body has been found washed up in a narrow harbor cove. As harmless as her new house guest seems, Lee can't help but wonder if she may be harboring a killer. An entertaining story that keeps readers guessing until the very twisted and eerie end. Carol J. Perry was born in Salem, Massachusetts on Halloween Eve, and that magical city serves as the backdrop for her Witch City Mysteries. See Something, a Witch City Mystery Book 11 by fabulous Kensington author Carol J. Perry. For more of my suggestions on the mysteries you should not miss, go to our webpage, www.radio-joyonpaper.com, and click on Book Buzz. That's radio-joyonpaper. Rita Moreau, buzzing off for now.